Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Oh, hi Jeff.
Hi Michael, and Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
Ooh, it's nice seeing you all back in your correct settings, on your correct mics, sounding good.
Yep. Yeah. Jeff, you know what? You're probably gonna...
What? What?
Skin my hide, tan my hide for this, but I'm sitting next to my air conditioner again.
Is it on?
Too hot! Too hot.
Is it in the on position?
On.
I don't hear it.
Going strong.
Mike, good. You got the AC on, you've got a sleeveless shirt, and you even shaved your upper lip to stay nice and cool for you.
Yep, I'm doing everything I can over here. It is a heat wave.
You still look a little balmy.
Mustache is gone. Yeah, your lip is bald. Your lip is went bald.
It was funny. I shaved. I got home one night and shaved it. I was like, I'm done with this. I went to bed and woke up, and I looked in the mirror. I was like, ooh.
Oh, boy.
I've never done mustache.
No one ever does mustache. It's just that you have a beard, and then you're shaving, and you say, ooh, I'll leave a funny little thing.
Yeah, that thing was on for, I had it for about a month and a half.
I like yours, Mike, in the same way that I like our friend Mookie's, because it doesn't read as like, I'm doing a... Like, you must laugh at my ironic mustache. I feel like it was a nice full one and you wore it well. It wasn't like,
thank you.
It wasn't like, I'm kind of put 2 days into this and I want people to notice.
Well, yeah, if you got up close, you could see how stringy it really was. But from a distance,
oh, no, trust no. me, I did not get close. I was not within a mile of that thing.
It can get pretty nasty.
Hey, you mentioned that I'm on my good microphone. In my home today, because last week I was in Kingston, New York, talking from my earbuds. Mm-hmm. And just if I seem frazzled and flustered and white as a ghost and bloodshot eyes and shaky hands, is because just before this pod, that Airbnb I podcasted from last week, the lady reamed me.
What? For what?
Liz.
Liz?
Liz reamed me.
Yikes.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like the culture of Airbnb has changed. It used to be like, you must poo, do everything on your way out and spend your whole last morning worrying about all my little rules.
You're saying it used to be like that?
It used to be like that. When I started at doing Airbnbs, you're like staying in somebody's apartment. You want to keep it nice. And they're like, can you please take the garbages here and take the garbages there and move the garbages all around?
When we were on the road with Don't Stop, Don't Stop or We'll Die, Mike Cassidy and Paul Rust, man. When we stayed in Philadelphia, we actually stayed in New Jersey at some house, like a big house.
Yeah.
And there were so many rules. Like, we had to take all the sheets off, bring it all downstairs.
They put us to work in that house.
It was like a scavenger hunt list for Sunday.
I booked that house for us. And I'll tell you what, that house was very cheap. And then the cleaning fee was very low. So it didn't bother me that we had to strip the beds and gather the towels and stuff. These days...
Yeah,
they'll fucking charge you $300 for a cleaning fee, which is the price that theoretically a professional cleaning crew is going in there, you know?
Uh-huh.
So these days I trash the place. I walk out the front door. I'm like, I'm paying $300. Clean it up, you know?
So now what was Liz's problem?
Liz's problem is that she has a fucking screw loose in her fucking brain. I'll say this.
Sorry to hear that, Tim.
I would... Well, there was also a screw loose in the dishwasher, but it was normal. I fucking left some I didn't put the chairs back like I gathered the chairs around the TV and I mean I broke one or two things that I'll happily pay for, but
I'm starting to side with Liz here too.
Sure, I broke a few things and the neighbors hate me.
Here's the thing: I'll pay any if I did something wrong, I'll pay for it. And if I paid an exorbitant cleaning fee, they should clean it. Or clean it wasn't enough, whatever. But this lady took the time to like write me a mean message, and that to me is very fun. Like I care. She was like, ended it by being like, to be quite frank, this whole situation has left me with a very icky feeling about this. And I'm like, you're not crazy, talking to like I felt. I wrote her back and I was like, yeah, okay, I'll whatever. There was a beautiful house. It was a great week. I'll pay for this stuff. What do you don't yell at me.
What you're describing here seems like, you know, you left a house like a little askew. But she must. Is this her first time ever doing this? Like, you must.
It's her first time doing anything.
Is it her home?
No, it's not. It's not her home. I do think she's new to the app, and it's just stuff that's like. So the dishwasher was broken, right? In what world did I maliciously vandalize it? Like, there
this
was a
world.
There was a piano and a hot tub. If either of those are broken, it's like, oh, Tim had a party and Tim got drunk. What am I doing with a dishwasher? It's obviously normal wear and tear. I put dishes in it, you know.
Like, I do know. Yeah, I know. Wear and tear. That's comes with the territory, I guess. I do know that Airbnb is like, they've cut to like no. They say no parties. The exact people you like that can fit in the house can be. You can have more people like
right.
on couches well, and things that aren't supposed to be beds.
I had no parties, but I had my family stay over. She was like, it was quite clear that there were more people in this house than that were listed in the rental. And I only listed myself in a 3-bedroom house just because who gives a fuck? And then it was like, I had family over and I was like, look at these beautiful bedrooms. Stay. And so, and we had a great
stay,
time.
Jump on the beds, put holes in the windows.
But nobody did anything weird. Everything's fine. She's not even charging me a lot of money, but she wrote maybe a 7-inch message on my phone. 7 inches of scrolling. And I said, lady, that's a number of inches I reserve for my soft cock.
Oh, boy.
I don't believe that for a second.
I've heard
that she wrote a 7-inch message.
Seven soft, 6 hard.
Yeah,
whoa, what?
It compact.
It's dense.
It tenses up.
But there's that thing happening though with Airbnb where like a bunch of people, millennials probably,
that's me,
bought up a bunch of houses and like turn them into Airbnbs. Mm-hmm. Rich families or whatever will buy like 3 homes in an area and B&B them all.
Yeah.
And then they'll be sad when they start losing money because nobody's renting them. But that's where like I've heard lately that like the cleaning fees are going up and you're expected to clean.
Well, this is what Liz did for me. Like she thought I paid $300 for a cleaning crew. Clearly there was no cleaning crew, but I paid $300. And then also she was like mad that the chair from the vinyl room where the record player is was left in the TV room, like a folding chair. What the fuck? I paid $300. Move the fucking chair. Yeah. I'm going to move my fucking foot up your ass in a second.
Airbnb, it's not what it used to be.
Yeah. I'm seeing a lot of stuff on Twitter like, fuck this. I'm going back to hotels. Like, Airbnb is done.
I love hotels.
I love a hotel.
I'm staying home.
Oh, Michael, a nice little staycation for Michael.
Yeah, a little staycation. And I'll Airbnb it while I'm here. People can come in and help me clean.
Come in and know me better.
Oh, Mike, when you come to LA, I do have some new fees. Unfortunately,
well, I'm going to take the fee Tim's talking about. My foot up your ass.
No, Mike, you can't actually do that either, though.
Yeah, but then you're going to need a shoe cleaning fee after that.
Yeah, there's a shoe cleaning fee.
It's my shoe.
No, it doesn't matter.
All right.
Well, do we get into some booze news?
Yeah. Hit it.
It's a packed episode. We should get going.
Yep.
I know it. I got to be somewhere, but I want to kind of get buzzed on the way.
It's on the way.
It's on the way.
Walkie-talkie. 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 No.
Walkie. A walkie-talkie.
Walkie-talkie.
Ooh, yeah.
A walkie-talkie. Popo, no.
Walkie-talkie. Popo, no.
It's booze news, you chowderhead yokel.
Oh. Hey.
was a nice out.
Delightful.
Okay, that was Walkie Talkie Popo No Booze News, sent to us by Krebex. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to thesloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Krebex.
Yeah, I wrote him back and said, is it Krebex? Is it Krebex or is it Krebex? And he said, the first one, so it's Krebex.
Sort of, is he related to Skrillex and Cryptex?
Yeah.
It's the first one.
It's the first okay. one. Just leave me alone. I hate your show. Alone.
That sort of reminds me of Oye Como Va.
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of that, too, yeah. That was a reference to, folks, we said if you got a Topo Chico, you turn it into ranch water, the police don't know. Walk wherever you want.
So, Popo No No.
Yeah, they're looking at it saying, well, there's an upstanding citizen with a bubbly water.
The bubbliest on the market.
Those dry bubbles. Okay. Hold on to your butts, because for today's booze news, I wanted to try something different. Are you on board for some little curveball?
I'm always excited to see something different. To sort of, the form is malleable, and I love to see it change up.
Yeah, and as for me, it makes me a little nervous, but go ahead, Tim.
Well, I thought that today, you know, we talk a lot, the booze news is always, the new booze, but there's other places to observe the culture, and today I wanted to take a look at the pop charts.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Because you know I like to listen to my...
The frosted...
Yes.
Breakfast treat.
Oh, God.
Toaster strudel.
Yes, the Seinfeld film subject itself. You guys know I listen to the Spotify Top 50 on Friday. I like to be I listen to Kiss FM and my T-Bird. I like to be abreast of what's going on out there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we talk more music on our Patreon show.
Sure.
Subscribe now.
Yeah, got to.
But I have noticed in my pop listening that there's some booze references in the music of today. And it's kind of interesting to take a peek and say who's talking what drinks in what songs and do kind of a little roundup so the slop heads know what's good. Bubbling up in the musical zeitgeist.
Mm.
Yeah. What's T-Pain drinking? What's Justin yeah. Bieber's tipping back?
Yep.
It'll be interesting to see if any of these are branded.
Mm.
Oh, shit.
I'm guessing no, but maybe one of you guys sent me straight. Well, maybe only one of them really even mentions a brand, but we'll get to that.
Who's the guy I like who I can never think of his name?
Oh, boy.
Bud Light guy?
Oh, Post Malone.
Post Malone. I hope he's on the list.
Did you see there was a thing recently where Post Malone gave like a fan the shirt off his back?
Really?
It was a little.
Ooh.
I love Post Malone because he's a nice guy. This was maybe a little heavy-handed where like he was walking like from the stage or toward the stage at a festival and a fan was like, "Could I have your shirt?" And Posty was like, "Yeah." maybe it made a little bit too much of a show of taking the shirt off and handing it to him, but I love it. Also like Post, he's not one of these like guys with abs who's showing off his body. He's got a nice normal body, not afraid to take the shirt off. Love it.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of
he's
abs,
he's also a young fella. He's like 28, 26 maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Like
he's
me.
He's a pop star. I never got those abs for the summer. I kind of, that all.
Like, yeah. There's still time.
Well, there's time.
He said
there's
by,
time.
He said by the fourth, and I was laying on a towel next to Mike on the fourth, and he fessed up to me.
Yeah, he said, Tim, look me in the face and then look down a little bit. You'll yeah. see. Well, then
you unbuttoned your shirt and it knocked me over. Boom. Ouch.
It was COVID. I was on a good streak and then I got COVID. And I lost all interest in exercise.
True. That's that's a good excuse.
That's why it was. It's not like it's impossible to do.
Well, Post Malone drinks vodka and LaCroix. He says so in one of his songs, but he calls it Lee Croy.
Lee Croy. That's funny because usually the way people say it wrong is like La Croix or La Croix or something. And I like to get the wrong word wrong. Okay, first song that caught my attention, pop charts. This song's everywhere and it's named for a cocktail we've done on the very podcast. Ooh. This comes to us from Puerto Rico's own mega phenomenon superstar, Bad Bunny with Moscow Mule. Hit it. Do you guys know this song?
No.
Not yet.
You'd probably recognize the chorus. This album is huge. Lots of hits off of it, but this is sort of one of the singles.
Bad Bunny is fucking huge, man.
Yeah.
Crazy, because he was like the... a reggaeton king, kind of in the style of like a Daddy Sean Yankee Paul. Or J Balvin, and now he's just like Mr. Popman, all international everywhere. You can cut that, Jay. But
wait, I want to hear the chorus.
There you go. You know when that beat drops, same beat in every song.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, maybe I don't know the song.
But the song, so the song's called Moscow Mule, and he's like, it's a horny song, yep. And it's kind of, the lyrics are kind of like, if you want it, I'll pull it out. Two drinks and you know I get horny.
He means the mint and ice cubes.
Yes, the sprig, I'll pull out the copper mug.
Two drinks and you know I get horny. We're not official, but we've been entangled for a while. WhatsApp photo without a WhatsApp without a photo. You don't save my contact. I like that when it's really a real specific like that.
Mm. You do love specifics, Tim. You've said so much. You've said as much.
If they're insightful, like that reminds. Isn't the new Drake album has a song that's called like Texts Go Green? I love stuff like that where you're like, I've never heard somebody call that out before. Anyway, but what we're getting to later in the song, he says, I don't know about you, but I want to wake up naked on a beach near Bali, if not Cancun, get another Moscow Mule. And that's the song.
Nude. Oh, my. Here's a question for you. Does he do songs in Spanish and English?
He's only Spanish, and he has massive hits in America. Yeah. Never.
Yep.
He didn't even do the BTS thing of like, okay, and here's my English
localization.
Song.
Yeah.
BTS does... they're from Korea, right?
Yeah, and they don't like Korean redub, and, but well, they'll
and
like
they do
they'll
Japanese like versions of the songs too.
Well, I never know if it's versions or if it's that in like Dynamite and Butter are like their American songs written in English, like
by
English speaking songwriters and stuff. But I thought that that's funny that it's Moscow Mule because you're like. I like the idea of him partying with two Moscow Mules and he gets horny. Mm-hmm. And we've done it on the show. It's ginger beer. It's
shit.
Lime.
I'll do it in one.
You'll get horny in one Moscow Mule.
Mm-hmm.
If you make it strong enough.
That reminds me of Despacito was like the first. I mean, well, we remember the original Latin invasion, but you know, your J-Lo's and Ricky Martin's and sure. Et cetera. But I feel like Despacito was the one where I was like, wow, this is like a full-on Latin song that is a hit. And then Bieber guested, and it was like a hit again.
Dude, that version, I looked up the YouTube views and was so astonished. It had over a billion views.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you kidding me? And then I Googled, and it's like, that's the biggest YouTube video ever. Despacito remix with Bieber is the biggest. Like, if it's a billion, that means one out of seven people on Earth. I guess people watched it. I probably watched it a billion times myself.
One of those billion is Tim Kapakis.
I don't know if I've seen the full video. Does that count?
No. Yeah, you have to get to the very end.
Duh.
You better stay up late tonight and watch it. Okay, moving on.
Who else we got, Tim?
You're going to know this one because it was featured on the Sloppy Boys Summer Playlist 2022. Lotto, Big Energy, hit it.
Hey! Yeah, bitch, I could be a fantasy. I could tell you got big energy. It ain't
too many niggas that can handle me, but I might let you try it out the Hennessy.
Yeah, yep. Saying you might not be able to handle me, but I'll let you try after.
I like that, a handle of Hennessy, handle. That's good.
Wait, the lyrics online I'm looking at are, but I might let you try it off the Hennessy. I thought it was after Hennessy.
Yeah, it's like you play off something. You have some Hennessy. I'm playing off the Hennessy here.
Yeah, yeah.
Help me. I have no idea.
You look so scared.
I don't know.
Oh, man. Hennessy's the big one. I feel like that's the one you hear a ton of.
Hip-hop staple. But then there was also, remember, past the Courvoisier, so cognac in general. Courvoisier, as pronounced by...
We are trying to pronounce this word.
What is up to all the slopheads on YouTube? That guy that does those YouTube pronunciations talks so long before he gets to the word.
Yeah, I like it. It's good for the pod, though, because it builds a little anticipation. Like, what's the word going
to
be?
I used it to say poutine, and it was like, it's a word that you may know, but you may not know. And it's a name, but it's a name of a food, and here it comes.
A name of a food? What the hell is he talking about? You know what's funny? Remember those... the guy who used to do like the pronunciations that were all bad. Like it was like, yes, Lamborghini. It was so like Lamborghini.
Such a simple, brilliant good, idea.
Great troll account. A whole account of just poorly butchered words.
Okay, and my third and final clip comes to us from pop country crossover.
Oh no,
Wonder Boy turned scandal COVID guy.
Uh-oh. I know this
turned. Honestly, racist, racial, canceled guy who apologized and like made donations and somehow keeps on kicking, keeps on ticking. He's back on the charts.
Is his name's like Dirkus?
No, Dominic, that's my Dirkus. Boy, Dirk Bentley. This is
Dirk Bentley.
Morgan Wallen with You Proof. Yeah,
Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, I've been throwing down the whiskey.
Whiskey.
I ought to get my money back.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing is always
someone said it drowns a memory.
Ooh.
Oh, but it ain't doing jack.
It ain't doing jack. Interesting.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing. All but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove.
Hear the trap beats and stuff? It's so crossover-y.
Interesting. I haven't heard a modern country song in a long time.
Yeah, they're so auto-tuned.
That's the sound. It's like Nashville Swedish. It's so weird.
Interesting. He needs something you-proof. Proof.
So he's been drinking whiskey. He's got dumped or something, or he's sad. He's been drinking whiskey, but it's not doing the trick. I need something you-proof. Something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pouring 90 to 100. Proof, I guess. Feeling proof. Nothing's going to cut it. That's the hard truth. I need something you-proof. It's funny because it could be like... You proof as in like 90 proof, 100 proof, you proof, but then it also could mean kind of like bulletproof, like you proof. Right. Like
that's why know. that's why it's a fantastic song lyrically.
You love it the instant you hear it.
Yeah, you love it the instant you hear it. You love the what he's talking about. Everyone can relate.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
So what we've learned is that if you want to travel around the world with a reggaeton superstar, you're drinking Moscow Mules this summer. Mm-hmm. If you want to, you know, to try to get with Lotto, you're drinking Hennessy, cognac. Mm-hmm. And if you're trying to get over a girl, you need whiskey.
Well, you know what? If flopheads, if you're trying to get over that girl or guy, sure, the alcohol worked for a little bit, but you know what? You're going to wake up tomorrow in the same predicament. So it's probably better to work on yourself. Instead of drowned and, a block with drugs and alcohol.
What you could do is use promo code BOYS for BetterHelp and do some therapy, because that would be a song. I need some BetterHelp.
I think it's Sloppy Boys is the promo. Either way, it's up to you.
Hey, I got Neil Campbell of Campbell's Corrections hooked on M Drive. I've been drinking the M Drive.
Nice.
I gave him the promo code. He's on the train. So if me and Neil seem kind of revved up testosterone wise, that's what's going on.
I was
going
to say, you do seem a little revved up.
I've been eating drinking my powders over here too. You probably tell because I'm look at these. Hey.
Yoked.
Oh, wow.
I'm yoked. I got yoked. And if you say I'm not yoked, you're going to get choked. That's my whole thing at the gym. When I walk into the gym, I stroll in and I say, "Hey, my boys, who's yoked? You're yoked, my man. All right.
You're yoked, sir.
No, me. I'm going to be choked.
Because if you don't say I'm yoked, we're going to get choked. Hell yeah. Now, who wants to spot me? Get the 10.
Fetch me the 10s.
I told you a story. I don't know if I told you the story. A long time ago, when I was maybe a freshman in high school, my brother took me to the YMCA to lift weights. And I went down the bench press area, thing, and he put like 25s on each side, and the bar weighs 45, and I couldn't do it, so he took those off. We put 10s on. I couldn't do that. Fives on, couldn't do that. Took everything off, and I'm struggling with the bar.
With just the bar. That's good. That's fine. You gotta start somewhere.
It's like a cartoon.
Yeah, it's 45. It's 45 pounds.
What if I get rid of the bar? Are you just able to raise your fists up above your chest?
He gave me his car keys and I could get those up. But by the end of the summer, I had 10s on the end.
Wow.
Ooh, wow.
Maybe. I don't know. I probably lost interest in it.
You probably had your arms around 2 10s at the beach that summer, huh?
Yeah. He is right.
Well, I have a little bit of booze news, but good. Mike, didn't you have some?
tiny bit. You know how we're an LLC, the Sloppy Boys LLC?
Hell yeah.
We're a company. I don't know if you guys get this stuff, but I got in the mail today a pen with the Sloppy Boys LLC and my address on it, because it's just these promo things, and it's like had a big order, order sheet that said, like, get more of these. I could do, they can get me 100 for 75 cents each.
So, don't do it.
Well, maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Maybe I got 500.
Mike, pen requests go through me.
Price break at 600.
Yeah, you're sinking the LLC here, Mike.
That's all I got. It's good. It's good pens. Cool. Got one of those. This has got one of these things. I get these types of pens at my dentist's office all the time.
Is that a rubber click?
A little, little rubber at the end, so you can, you know, if you're doing something on your phone.
A stylus.
Smart stylus.
Wow.
A stylish stylus.
Well, I'm styling with my stylus on a Friday night.
Stop. When you held that pen up and I saw the name on there, I got a little pang of pride. Sloppy Boys LLC. Publicly traded on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange.
Yeah. It looks like a dentist pen.
I need 500 shares. It is a dentist pen, basically.
It's got to, it needs to have a bottle opener on it or something. All right. Are you guys ready for a returning segment?
Yes. Ooh.
It's time for Dutton's Delights.
The best of HBO.
Those are the big three, baby. All right. Today on Dutton's Delights, I'm back in, baby. I'm back into Ninja Turtles. They are in a renaissance right now. And I just
when
want everybody.
Were you out?
Well, you know, I've always cared about the Ninja Turtles.
They never went away. They're always being
They've
reformed.
Been at it. But lately, they're really hitting the J-Man strike zone. First of all, I just read The Last Ronin. Are you familiar with this?
No.
No, what is
it? So this is creator Kevin Eastman. This is his last Ninja Turtles story. I'm going to read the synopsis from the back of the book.
Oh, you don't have to.
No, no, I have to for the segment.
Oh, okay.
The future of New York City is dim, a high-tech urban battlefield controlled by the Foot Clan and their cybernetic soldiers. But from the wasteland outside the walls stalks a lone surviving turtle, the Last Ronin, on a hopeless mission to end his family's feud once and for all. Carrying only the mementos of those he left behind, he'll join new and old allies to reclaim the sewers or die trying.
Damn. Is that Raph? Is he the Last Ronin?
I won't say.
What's Ronin all about? Is that a...
That's a ninja without a sensei.
Really?
Oh. All right, second of all, for Ninja Turtles Renaissance. There's a fucking sound outside. You can hear that, can't you?
No.
Is it a ninja?
There's a new game. Shredder's Revenge. It's out on all platforms. It's just like the old beat-em-up side-scroller things, but it's like newfangled. And you can play as the Turtles or Splinter or April or even Casey.
Ooh.
Tons of callbacks to your favorite games. Check it out, folks.
You got it?
Yeah, I played it.
It's a side scroller on like PS5?
Yeah, it's like you can get it for all the new systems, and it looks like Turtles in Time.
Hmm.
It's great.
Now, Jeff, with all this turtle this, turtle that, when you see a normal turtle in real life, you're walking through the bog and you see a turtle, do you kind of stop and say, like, kind of cool, that could be.
I sort of stop and I go, I wonder. Nah.
And then every time when you say, I wonder if he will ever be befallen by ooze.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, I wonder if he's one of the Ninja Turtles.
Right.
If he's got the...
But he's definitely not if he's walking around a bog saying... Ribbit.
Yeah, if he's on all fours.
Yeah. You ever go up to him and go, sausage or pepperoni? Oh, no response. Very good. You're trained well. Splinter has trained you well.
Yes. The art of invisibility. Well, that's it for Dutton's Delights. See, I don't have to close that one up. That segment closes itself up. It's very sustainable, very eco-friendly.
Cool.
There's no carbon footprint for that segment.
No. No. But that is it for Booze News, though, finally, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
This is making me... You're inspiring me, Jeff, to sort of look at the practices of... Timmy's travels and see how we could use less electricity
and plastics.
Yeah. Hanford's hobby sort of runs on highly inefficient crypto coin. So we we're pulling a lot of carbon, big carbon footprint over at Hanford's Hobbies. We're working on it. We have made a pledge to have that decreased by 2030.
Carbon free in 2030.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good goal. And Tim, I you know, I'd encourage you to look into stuff like that too.
I will. I feel awful, and I'm going to put my best people on the job.
We don't have to get into this, but it's so wild to me that cryptocurrency mining is a huge environmental thing. I have no idea how that's the case, because I think of it just as computers. I don't.
It's sad that that's the case. It's also really sad that I'll never click on an article about it. I'll read the headline,
sure.
But I won't click.
I just can't get into it.
I actually haven't. God, I can't remember the last time I clicked on an article. I see the headlines. I react to the headlines. Click.
Well, Tim, you might be interested in a very clickable topic of the day.
Oh, clickable shareables?
This is maybe the opposite of cryptocurrency.
Great.
Folks, today we're talking Bartles and James.
Yes.
Yes, baby.
They're back.
Now, you two, when I say Bartles and James, what do you think of?
I mean, are we talking Bartles or James? Because I could go on and on.
I think of a TV commercial that's like faded out, and it's the two guys, Bartles and James.
I never saw those.
Maybe I saw them after the fact, but that's fine.
That's me. I saw them after the fact. To me, I think of this as the wine cooler for the moms of the 80s and the 90s. I associate it with, like, I was surprised to see those two old farts selling it in the vintage commercials, because to me, this is New York, San Francisco, yuppie, work hard, play hard, mom on the go with her shoulder pads and way ahead of the curve of Zima and Smirnoff Ice and Mike's Hard stuff.
Right.
All the way up to these days, you got your fucking hard Mountain Dew, and they all owe something to wine coolers. But I did eventually drink it.
And when did you have it?
Because
it was a joke when I had it.
I bought it as a joke like a few years ago. The classic lantern bottle and the whole thing, like the strawberry daiquiri flavor. Drank it. Way too sweet. Just undrinkably way too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I picture somebody in the 80s with like white pleated pants and a tucked in shirt that's very blousy and hanging out. Mm-hmm. Drinking like at a Fern Bar type of
You nailed it. That's exactly it. It started in 1981 with E&J Gallo, Gallo being one of the largest U.S. wineries.
Oh yeah, Gallo.
I thought it was Vincent Gallo, but it's not. It's a different family.
Joey Gallo?
I don't know about Joey. Ernest and Julio, though. E&J. This is some Succession type stuff.
Oh shit!
Check out the Gallo family. It's wild. Their dad like killed himself and his wife.
Jeez.
The brothers fought over like the Gallo name, and there was a younger brother who was like, "Well, I do Gallo cheese," and they were like, "Fuck you, take our name off that cheese." Everybody's suing each other. Jeez. Yeah, it's a twisted family, but they gave us Bartles and James,
woo,
which had basically an uncontested run for 10 years. Like there was no other game in town. It's not like White Claw now, where like everybody's doing this. They did the original wine cooler, which is essentially taking little bits of wine and then, you know, putting in soda water and flavors.
What a great name, wine cooler.
Wine cooler.
Like, that sounds so nice. Want a wine cooler?
Especially because wine is like, I think of room temp because I'm a red guy.
Uh-huh.
So when you say like wine cooler, you're already diffusing what I know about wine.
Now I'm interested. I'm curious.
But January 1st, 1991, Congress raises the nation's excise tax on wine from 17 cents to $1.07 per gallon.
Whoa.
A substantial increase. I thought it was 10 times. That my math was wrong. It's something like 5 or 6. But that cues the pivot to malt liquor. It cues the opening for Zima and Smirnoff Ice and Mike's Hard. Right.
Okay, so Bartles and James had actual grapes.
Actual wine, fermented wine.
Damn.
And then they themselves pivoted to what they called a malternative beverage. And then they limped along until 2007 at least. But I swear I still saw this stuff like pre-COVID, just like
absolutely
out
the Rite Aid that was just torn down on Franklin and Western. I swear to God, I saw it there in, we were doing the pod.
Yeah, 4 packs in like baby blue cartons.
Yep.
And then, so as of September 2019, I want to say, they are poised for a reboot.
Mm.
And we are still sort of standing on this precipice of the Bartles and James comeback. Okay. Hasn't quite happened yet. But as they say, they are, quote, putting the wine back in wine cooler. So this does have wine in it.
Ooh.
They're paying the tax.
So they're entering the White Claw marketplace, but they're not sugar-free or carbo-free or any of that stuff. It's a wine cooler.
I think we'll have to read it up.
I looked at the can and it looked like there's like 7 grams of sugar, something more than a White Claw.
Okay. But it does have a lot of that like language, like know this, know that. Because they're trying to be White Claw.
Right.
Should we play one of the old ads? I got one.
Yes, we should play one of the old ads.
This is my favorite one.
Hello. There are many ways to use the Bartles and James premium wine cooler. One lady in Massachusetts even uses it to make bread. Well, Ed suggests an even better idea is to use it as a topping. For example, as a topping for ice. This is quick and easy to do, and will not only improve the flavor of ice considerably, but will make it more attractive as well. So if you're tired of having your ice just plain, add some Bartles and James.
That's funny.
We hope you appreciate this suggestion, and thank you for your support.
That's legitimately funny. That's
good. They sign off everyone with thank you for your support. Also, I didn't realize that they have a sort of non-actor charm. Like they sort of have like a Tim and Eric appeal.
Wait, but they are actors, right?
No. Frank Bartles and Ed James, fictional characters. Also, Ed James doesn't talk. Are played by Dave Ruffcar, an Air Force vet and cattle rancher from Oregon. And Ed James is played by Dick Mogg, a general contractor from Santa Rosa.
How did they get involved?
I think one of them won a contest, and the other one was like a contractor helping build something for the company.
Wow, that's funny. Was this something like who made this? It was the Gallo
Wine.
Now, so were they? Was this like a very like they did research and figured this out, or was it just like they kind of like, oh, let's give this a whirl and see what we can do?
I mean, back in like the 80s?
Mm-hmm. I bet they did research.
Yeah, I wonder.
They didn't Google it, I'll tell you that.
It's very funny, though, that like back then they could have a product whose demographic is so unlike the spokespeople.
Right.
Yeah, is the demographic, you said, a stay-at-home moms?
Or for us, I think of moms because like, my mom was the only one I ever saw within a quarter mile of a Bartles and James. But like, I think of like yuppies and like young partiers now, you know, like Miami Vice type shit.
Right. And I just, that would like old guys on a porch are going to like drink bourbon, right? Or beer. They're not gonna drink
I just
this.
Feel like nowadays White Claw is like, okay, our demo is 25-year-old Diplo listening hipsters. Yeah. And so our commercial is going to be 25-year-old Diplo listening hipsters.
Yeah. Diplo's like 44. How did Diplo get so timeless?
I wonder.
Well,
he's got the beats that can't be beat.
He's got Beats by Dre.
But this will be exciting. I'm excited to take sips of this because we are the target demo. They want us. They don't want Zoomers who've never heard of Bartles and James.
Right. They want this is like movies, like millennial reboots of Muppets and stuff that we grew up with.
Right. They're hoping that we think Bartles and James and then
we
try
buy it for
love
our
it.
Kids. But
although they're not turning down Zoomer money, I'm sure. But
I think that they are at the stores. They're turning it down. So we looked this up. They've rebranded to a hip can. They've got new flavors that are more millennial, and they were very hard to find. Listeners listening to this episode simply won't find it. I used the store locator, went down to Vernon, California, which I think is like where Vici in season 2 of True Detective is inspired by, like a very ugly
industrial.
How far
is that for you?
It was like 20 minutes down past downtown into the industrial zone.
Okay, I'd never heard of it before.
But I went to a Circle K, which is like a gas station you see in the south, not here. And it wasn't even a gas station. It was just like a normal brick and mortar location. And they had the cans.
Ooh,
and
brick
then
and Morty.
At this, stop.
No.
Mike's too early for that shit.
Wait, huh? Now that I think about it, it's funny. Brick and mortar, Rick and Morty, brick and Morty. There's something there.
There's no there.
Now, at the time of searching for these Bartles and Jameses, I didn't yet know that the original wine cooler bottles had been discontinued. So I kept driving around looking for them.
Me too.
Then I went to a couple like tiny independent liquor stores thinking that like would be the thing. I even showed like clerks on my phone like this bottle, and they'd be like, "No, we don't get that anymore."
like an investigator.
I
have you seen this bottle?
Have you seen this? And they're loading the bag. He goes, "No, no, get out of here,
dude." I wish I was rolling when I asked a liquor store clerk. I was like, "Hey, so when is the last time you had Bartles and James?" And the guy like had like a rueful grin, shook his head, and was like, "Bartles and James, I haven't heard those names in I don't know how long.
I haven't heard those names in quite a long time."
He looked wistful.
That's great.
I feel like it'd be like if you're talking to a liquor store guy and be like, "Do you have a jug with the two X's on it?" But my last ditch effort was I said, "Okay, I'm looking for an outdated product. Who would have it in stock after it's been discontinued?" And remember, a year ago on this very pod, I told you guys a story of a famed liquor store in Los Angeles where I saw ice cream cones with the expiration date 1992.
This was
2007.
Well into the aughts. Yeah.
I saw ice cream cones dated 1992. So I went up there today. First, I looked for ice cream cones. They don't have them anymore. Then I looked for Bartles and James, didn't see it. Then I took out the picture on my phone, showed the stock boy, and he was like, "No." He was mad I was bothering him. He had a lot of stocking to do. So
sure.
They're gone. Cans are all we got.
Man, I miss those bottles too. Those bulbous bottles.
Yeah, those bottles are really...
they look like Michelobes.
Yeah. I was unable to find this drink, but I got something else which I'll bring out when we hit segment two.
Ooh, interesting.
But I got it in this. I went to the grocery store, and something I haven't been in a long time, and I loved it. It's like a beer cave, and you walk in past like the plastic flaps, and it's freezing cold in there. And I was kind of like, I got to find something quick. I'm freezing.
I love it in the summer to go stand in that little walk-in.
There's a littered with other frozen bodies that didn't make it out of the beer cave.
But big smiles on their face because they're beating the heat.
And because they're drunk. My dad's pizzeria, and working in August, I'd go back in there into the walk-in cooler, close the door, and just vibe, man.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, nice.
You could see the steam coming off of my Greek skin.
I was I worked at my parents' for a short time, ran and owned and operated a ice cream factory, a small ice cream shop. And they don't tell you, what they don't tell you is that there's the ice cream freezer. And then when you make ice cream, the first thing you put it in is what's called a hardening room, which is an even colder freezer to like shock it into a solid state. And then you put it in a normal freezer.
Wow.
So we'd be like working in the summer and kind of getting sweaty. And then you walk into the hardening freezer and then steam would just dump off your body like upward. Whoa. It looked like Mortal Kombat shit. Cool. It was so scary.
You ever come out of that hardening freezer and your nips are all hard and all the girls you work with are all like, "Ooh, look at Jeff."
Every time, man.
Yeah.
He could cut glass.
Everything comes out hard.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Look at your head. Right. You're acting real hard-headed right now. Can we please leave this segment?
Can we please?
Okay, this is maybe the longest segment one we've had in a while. I'm interested to see what Mike's mystery drink is, and I want to sink my teeth into this Bartles and James can.
And what me and Jeff have two flavors. I don't remember what they are. We're going to go through it in the next part of the show.
All right, folks. We'll see you after the ads.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from the Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you got to get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just got to tell someone this, I just got to fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
With Bartles and James's.
You guys want to hear something kind of funny?
Yeah.
I was thinking that Morgan Wallen song, I need something you proof. Mm-hmm. When I was getting my cans just now, I started saying to myself, I've been watching YouTube.
Nice.
Kind of funny.
Nice. Nice. Yeah.
Watching.
Feel free to laugh. Your friend makes a joke. You can laugh.
He's good. He's got something going over there.
Tim, I'm so happy you found these. I'm holding a grapefruit and green tea and a cucumber and lime. They also come in ginger and lemon and watermelon and mint.
Interesting. So ginger and all of them sound good to me. Cucumber and lime I get because it's like, they were trying to do, what is that, you know, like a spa water or like a east cider, south cider type of thing. Grapefruit and green tea could be good, but it just sounds funny. Like they were like, I don't know that they go together. They were thinking like pamplemousse stuff, like LaCroix, and then they're thinking of a green tea and they're like,
right. But like they used to have 30, you know, cartoon colored flavors, and they used to be the king of like fuzzy navel and strawberry daiquiri and pina colada and stuff.
Yeah. It's a beautiful can, pastel stripes. It's not a tall, slim can. Interesting move. They went with a normal like soda can style, but
looks like a Montauk beer.
It looks like a Montauk beer. It says original Bartles and James, established 1984, Modesto, California. And yeah, this thing's got carbs in it. It's got 10 carbs, so it's like a beer.
Like I don't assume this is a very popular drink these days, but it's kind of. It kind of makes me feel sad that they just went with like a regular can. Like, it's like, we don't have the budget to do a funny, cool like glass or something. It's just like, put it in the can.
It truly seems like they don't have the budget. It's like the explanation for so many of the choices.
They just didn't make a lot of these. They washed out some old Coke cans. This is,
you know, they need a sponsor who's going to shine a light on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, promo code boys.
Somebody with, some reach to the tune of 14,000 an episode.
Ooh. 12 ounces and alcohol is 4% by volume. So like a weaker beer, like a light beer.
Yeah.
I guess akin to a seltzer, probably.
Let's crack them.
Which flavor are you doing first, Jay?
I'll do grapefruit.
And wait, Mike, what's your deal? You're looking. You're buried in your mobile device.
Now I got. I guess I was looking up how many Patrons we got.
You're all about the Benjamins, huh?
I was able to get my hands on a Margaritaville. What's a strawberry daiquiri?
See, that looks like an old
bright
Bartles
pink.
And James.
Yeah, that's probably as close as you could get. Even the label.
Electric red bubbly sugar.
It's. Yep. I don't even think it's bubbly. This has like no bubbles in it.
Was Bartles and James, the old stuff was bubbly, right? I think so.
Malt beverage with natural flavor and certified color.
Oh, okay.
Hey, we came across that before. What was
it? It was that booze ball thing.
Oh, buzz balls. Yeah,
buzz ball.
Oh, I saw buzz balls up at that cheap liquor store today. We should do those.
Yeah, we should do those. Okay, let's crack them.
What are you doing first, Jay?
Grapefruit, I think.
Great.
This smells like Kool-Aid. 4% alcohol.
Ooh, my God. That's a smell.
Smells like a Pamplemousse LaCroix.
I think it smells stankier than that.
Yeah, I guess it's stronger, but it does smell like grapefruit. Sips.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Very interesting indeed.
Hmm.
Not as sparkling as I thought.
Yeah, it's half bubbly. I mean, it's no Topo dry bubble overflow, but I'll tell you this, Jay, I don't know what you think, but like... The half bubbly, the half flat thing is a little strange, but the taste here, I'll give it this, it's not the taste of all the seltzers. It's not chemically and it's not fake sweet.
That sort of homogenized, like, all seltzer taste that all the seltzers have.
Now, yours is malt, or is it's wine in there?
Wine.
Wine. That's pretty good.
Premium wine cooler, wine specialty beverage. So... You know, if you had a glass of rosé, you put some ice in it, and you topped it with some soda, you would be feeling the amount of kind of what we're having, and then just imagine a splash of grapefruit juice. I'm not getting any green tea whatsoever, but that's to be expected because it's such a mild flavor.
It says here, contains carbonated water, grape wine, cane sugar, natural flavors, and some other shit.
Yeah.
This, I'm guessing this is kind of what I'm drinking, probably has the same, it's like very sweet up front, up top, and then it has chemical taste, and there's a little bit of stingy taste.
Ooh, stingy. Hmm. I bet yours is sweeter than ours. Ours is sweet, but in a fruit juice way, not in a weird way.
This is like pretty syrupy. Not bad, I mean, it's not bad. I don't know when I would ever drink this outside of this.
Well, that doesn't... Maybe they only made it for podcasters. That could be okay.
Could be.
Did you have any allegiances to... Let's think about the malt beverages of our youth. We're talking the Smirnoff Ice, the Zima, the Tequiza.
The 90s.
Tequiza. Wait, what was that? I'm looking up Tequiza.
Tequiza was a sort of Zima-esque... It was meant to be like sort of like a tequila...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
but
yeah,
I think it was malt.
Tequiza.
I was a Mike's Hard guy.
Oh, interesting.
I never had that. I had a
Smirnoff.
I had Smirnoff.
Smirnoff Ice.
And that's still around, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're icing everybody left and right. And there's also, I saw today, like Smirnoff Red, White, and Berry, and like Smirnoff Ice has different varieties now.
Those are, I have had like the Smirnoff seltzers that look like Rocket Pops or are supposed to taste like Rocket Pops. Not bad.
I mean, I remember liking, like, when I first had a Smirnoff Ice in, like, high school, holy shit, I loved it. But I also remember loving Zima. Now it's discontinued, we'll never know, but I bet Zima was too sweet. But I love the commercials. Have we talked about that before on the show where it was in that supercut? Yeah, last summer, I was just, like, vegging out and watching, like, these long 2-hour supercuts of vintage
commercials.
Beer commercials on YouTube. And when you catch one, you know, it's like amazing. It's so exciting. Yeah. But Zima had this one where it was like a kind of dank, dark dive bar and everyone is stuck to their leather seats. And then when you drink a Zima, you can kind of like pop off.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's nuts.
Unseal yourself from a leather booth, Zima.
I wouldn't be surprised if Zima came back. Do we know who owns them?
I'm guessing Diageo or InBev or one of the...
I mean, if this shit comes back, why not?
Mike.
Oh, I remember we were talking about Chi-Chi's the other day. Chi-Chi's did have a whole, like, row of, like, mixer bottles.
I saw those, too, the little guys.
Oh, these were big, like those big kind of plasticky ones.
Oh, I think I maybe got the big ones, but I saw today a Long Island Iced Tea Chi-Chi little one that I wanted to buy, and I forgot to.
Wow, there I'm seeing them. That's wild.
There was, man, there's so many different drinks, and, like, you got the main ones that you all know, and then just the craziest, especially in this hard cider, hard seltzer avenue.
It's I saw a nuts one today.
Who's drinking Owl Creek, Owl Woods?
I know, there's so much shit.
You're not drinking Owl Woods? He's not drinking Owl Woods.
Something Owl.
What was the one, like Bloom Owl Farms Wood. Or whatever, like a fake one?
Check this one out.
Oh, Spindrift Spiked.
Spiked.
Spindrift, that's like the... That's like the 10th seltzer I would think of. The fact that Spindrift is doing Spiked is nutty
to
me.
What's the one where you bubble up the seltzer in your home?
Oh, I have one.
SodaStream.
SodaStream.
That would be funny if there was a hard SodaStream.
Oh, that'd be great.
SodaStream. Soderberg.
Tim, you want to crack the next cucumber line?
Yeah, and then after that, remind me, I got a funny story about Soder. Here we go. Cucumber lime.
Ooh, tougher to crack this flavor.
I guess I didn't realize Margaritaville made a...
Smells like a pickle.
Why do they... These are stanky.
This one stinks. Fully, that smells
the
bad.
Other one stank. The other one's... Somebody farted in my can.
I pranked you.
Wait, you said it tastes or smells like a pickle over there?
Oh, my God.
The first one smelled at least a little bit grapefruity. This one...
Truly a cucumber farted in here.
Smells like garbage.
Rotten cucumber.
And now the taste. Tastes like a pickle.
Can't be beat.
Tastes like a half sour pickle.
Don't be swayed by the smell.
Ooh.
Tastes like a frog, bog. Tastes like
at least these do taste like they
a frog bog.
They are a drink. I might not love the flavor, but it does feel like the flavor is the result of an actual process and not like a 3D printer printing fucking seltzer into a can for every other brand.
Right. It's not entirely the work of flavorists. This one, I can't say I like that frog taste, but it does taste, you're right. It's like someone took real ingredients and made a bad drink as opposed to some flavorist cooked up like toasted marshmallow seltzer.
This does taste like a bog.
Ugh. Frog
that's
bog.
Weird. What flavor was that again? It's also got green, like it's a really pale green looking can.
Cucumber or lime.
Oof. Yeah. Nasty stuff.
Mine is fucking amphibious piss. Oh.
The cuke that makes you puke. Oof.
It smells so bad I can't get past the smell.
That's crazy.
Ugh. If you think like amphibian and you smell it, it smells like it smells like the little fucking...
Yeah, it does. It smells like a pet, like a pet store, like lizard cage.
Yeah. It smells like scum.
Pond scum. Tadpole scum. City, baby.
I don't know about this. I just don't know.
I'm still sipping it.
I can't.
Tim, plug your nose and sip it.
Okay, I'm going to plug my nose and sip
finish
it.
Finish it.
For the pod. Oof.
Finish you.
Way better with the nose plugged. I didn't get as much muck.
Oh, boy.
I went when I was in upstate New York last week, I went swimming in a fishing hole. Very fun. And then my bathing suit afterwards had this kind of like slimy film over it. Mm, and nice. That's kind of what this smells like.
Ooh. Oh, nasty. Nasty stuff.
He's a nasty boy.
You guys ever get a leech on you?
No.
I know, but I watched Stand By Me and the boy.
One of my biggest fears as a kid was leeches. Ticks. Ooh.
Ticks. Bloodsuckers. Vampires.
Okay, so my story about Soder, you want to hear it?
Sure.
Soder, yes.
Make it quick. We got a lot to do here.
Oh, yeah. I joined a lot of clubs and stuff in high school. I had a small high school. You could do any club you want. You know, I wanted to play sports. I could play sports. I wanted
Max
to be in
Fisher Stylies?
Max Fisher Stylies, but it was also just easy because it was like, you want to play baseball? Play baseball. There's only 250 kids in the school. Here you go. Here's a mitt. One thing I did, I had a friend in the math club. and I joined the math club. And this is a Catholic high school, so the math club was run by Sister John Rose, who's probably deep down in hell by now. But that's a mean thing to say. I'm going to say heaven. Anyway, she was a mean nun, and she said she's from New York or New Jersey or something. She said soder instead of soda. So she'd be like, okay, you got to do all your math problems. And when you're done, we have cookies and soda. and I was like cookies and what? And she's like, so, this is in front of like 30 other kids. It's like soda. I was like, can I have the soda now? And she didn't know, because yeah, her, that's how you say the word, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, can I have some soda? And she's like, no. And I was like, what? I can't. And she's like, no. I was like, what can I have? And she's like, soda. And then everybody was giggling, and I was a fucking begod, man.
And she said, Mr. Kalpakis, bend over right now. I'm grabbing my firmest ruler right as we speak.
That's right, lady.
Mr. Clappus.
Mr. Clappus, one day this town will be yours. But it's a funny thing, when someone mispronounces a word, you can say it back to them because they don't know they're saying it wrong. It's great.
Right.
But it's so funny, like, she's heard someone say soda before, but she just chooses to say soda.
I'm thinking she's so dumb.
Yeah. Damn. See, Mike, a lot of these people are so deep in their disillusions that, like, they can't even see them.
Yeah, I told her, you got to reframe your whole way of thinking, lady.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that was the soda story.
Damn. All right, folks, we're going to take five, and when we come back, we're going to rank them.
Are the ads really 5 minutes? Oh, folks, you got to get over the...
Yeah,
you gotta get over the
I don't know,
Patreon.
You gotta get over that Patreon.
Woo-wee.
We're 1900 strong over there.
You'll be loved and accepted.
Good group too. You gotta be over with the slophead group.
Hey, skipping the group. Ads. Be right back.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff: shirts and polos, activewear, and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
And we're back with final thoughts on Bartles and James, parentheses 2018, the reboot.
And Margaritaville.
My final thought...
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not a huge fan of the one that smells like frog muck. The grapefruit green tea, not bad. If somebody handed me this at a pool party, I would drink it. I like knowing it's made of wine. Overall, I'm sad that the Bartles and James of my youth is discontinued. However, I understand no one buys sugary soda drinks anymore, so that's the free market. And I would like to plug that I remembered that when we were writing our first Sloppy Boys album, Lifelong Vacation, I wrote a song called Bartles and James.
Yeah.
That was for the first one?
Wow.
For the first album, I found this email chain just now that's from actually December 2017. And the very same week, Mike, that you wrote Michael Jackson and emailed that out to us, and that I wrote an early version of Santa Ana Wins that didn't make the album that wasn't really finished yet.
Yeah,
I sent you guys this song called Bartles and James. I think we should end today's episode by playing the demo so the Sloppy Boys can hear.
Of course.
Very fun.
That's great. Well, Tim, what do you think of this? Oh, you said you don't like the drink.
I would drink the grapefruit one if it was given to me. Not an order again. Not a Stone Cold classic.
If handed at a pool party.
I don't like these. It's a big whiff, unfortunately. Like, I am rooting for them. I thought this would have been a cool thing to like. I would have loved to be on the ground floor of Bartles and James 2.0.
Yeah.
But it's a big misfire. I even have some White Claws because I was like, I want to be able to round two, like maybe sip a White Claw and be able to compare. No comparison needed.
No.
Those, like, these taste unlike.
Different beverage.
For better or worse, they taste very unlike your normal seltzers.
Agreed.
So maybe as a curiosity, try them. But otherwise, better luck next time, Bartles and James.
It's kind of like, how could it be good? Like, they bring it back and, like, people are like, oh, yeah, Bartles and James, we love this stuff now. It's, I know what you mean. Like, I want it to be big, too.
It could be good.
Just seeing it in the can, like, nobody can find it. You got to drive to Vernon to get this stuff.
That's their new tagline.
Everyone
Bartles
in America
James,
has to drive to Vernon.
Get down to Vernon. I think you could
Modesto,
order it.
Sold in Vernon.
I was on Instacart today, and they had a 4-pack of, like, the berry Bartles and James flavor in the glass. Like, the picture was in the glass. I was like, oh, this is great. And I ordered it, and, like, an hour later, it was like, order canceled. Couldn't be found.
Of course.
I guess, like, I feel bad for, like, the marketing people. Bartles and James doesn't matter. You know, the name is all that you had to go on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You didn't even have to make it be wine derivative.
Right.
You could just come up with a good thing and call it Bartles and James.
Seltzer.
Yeah,
like everyone else.
And just do it like slightly good or slightly different. That's all you needed to do.
Yeah, just make a white claw and call it Bartles and James. Ugh.
Also, the fact that this is slightly lower ABV when White Claw and other people are coming up with like Surge, they're higher. So not paying attention to what's going on.
They whiffed.
Big whiff.
And this Margaritaville Strawberry Daiquiri is, I won't have these ever again, but
it's almost gone.
It's kind of fun. It's got a parrot. Yeah, it's almost gone. I feel no buzz whatsoever.
Did you just pull one Lucy and they let you buy it just like that?
No, I got a 4-pack.
Ah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, you've heard of the Bartles. You guys have heard of Bartles and James.
Sure.
Yeah.
But have you heard of the Bartles or James quiz?
Oh. No, but I'm very curious.
No.
This is a certain quiz where I'm curiosity filled. You're going to either be thinking Bartles or James when you hear these questions. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ready as I'll ever be.
Blurt out the answers. You don't have to buzz in. You don't have to say your name or anything. Just blurt.
Perfect.
Okay. Question one. Cowabunga. This little yellow dude does not want you to have a cow.
Bartles.
Bartles. I get what's going on.
Jeff wins it. Bart.
The fuck? I said it first.
Tim, when you said cowabunga, my brain went in a completely different direction, and I was able to steer it right back to Simpsons.
Mine too. Now, wait a minute. We're saying Bartles or James? I said Bartles.
Mike, the quiz speaks for itself. Tim, question two.
How about this? The answers aren't Bartles or James. That's what inspired the word. The sounds of the
all
word
right. Well, of course I know that's Bart Simpson. I don't think his name is Bartles Simpson.
Well, just say Bart Simpson and it just answer the question.
Okay, so the answers are not. It's not Bartles or James. You just answer the question.
Okay. Great. Now I give the point to Jeff. Is that wrong?
It's whatever you want to do.
Feel more right.
Jeff has one. Okay, here we go. Move over, Moby Dick. According to Herman Melville, this little dude is one hell of a scrivener.
Bartleby.
Yes, Michael Bartleby.
That was a Melville short story?
I think my God,
did you know, Jeff, did you know Bartleby the Scrivener was a Melville short?
No.
Okay.
No.
Moving on.
Moby Dick also very poorly received when it first came out.
Yes.
Oh, as opposed to now, like I can't walk down the street without hearing kids talk about
well-received.
Now it's sort of my white whale in a way. But you guys are getting a theme, Bartleby, Bart. It just had it with the sounds are present, but it could be whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Hello, everybody. This big fat idiot hosts the Late Late Show.
Gordon. James Corden.
Damn. James Corden. There you go. Michael with two, Jeff
That's
with
your
one.
Opinion, by the way. That is your opinion.
Okay, next question. Here we go. This host of the Tonight Show is from my home county.
Jimmy Fallon.
There you go. Jeff is on the board. James Fallon, also known as Jimmy Fallon.
Also known, yeah.
Okay. This late night host helps organize the annual Feast of San Gennaro. Jimmy Kimmel is correct. James Kimmel.
Jimbly Kimbley.
Booge. This Rastafarian appropriating college rock acoustic bro band that is known for the song That Was a Crazy Game of Poker has a name
Guster
that has the same letters
Dispatch
O-A-R.
As this O-A-R. Watery paddle
G Love and Special Sauce fuck
or watery paddle.
Mike, you got that, huh?
Yep. I got that one. It could also be a woody paddle.
Yeah.
Because the paddle's not watery. But wait,
well,
I get it. It's covered
put to good
water.
Use, it certainly is.
Yeah. Damn good use.
And finally, Rockabye Sweet Baby. This word is in a James Taylor song.
Rockabye Sweet Baby. This word.
This word is in a James Taylor song.
James?
Yes. Mike, you've won the Bartles or James quiz. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. What's the word in the James Taylor song?
Rockabye Sweet Baby James.
Oh, I thought it was Jane.
Hmm. Nope.
He's talking about himself?
You're thinking of Sweet Jane.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You know what I would have done, Tim? I would have done a little this heavy metal band is led by Hetfield.
James Metallica.
That's right. Sure.
That's right.
Cool.
Mike, you won the quiz. Congratulations. You get all
you.
The scratch-off money of the week.
Thank you very much. We collect it every week, and this week I get it for the scratch-off.
Yes. Your prize, Mike, you can stick around and hear my Bartles and James song demo from 2017.
Perfect. I'll do that.
Can I go?
Honored guest?
Jeff, you're free to leave.
I'm sad I didn't win the quiz. I was off to a strong start, and then...
I was happy that Mike pulled away because I don't think I was keeping score very accurately. So if it was close, I could
have
fucked
things up. You would have to count. Yeah. I know I got 2 points.
Thank you.
Oh, I got that down. Okay. Well, I did great then.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, check out our Patreon, where you can listen to The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode, and our monthly bonus episode, Questions for Lennon. Who do we got in the pipeline there, Michael?
What month are we on here?
Oh.
July was Neil Campbell.
Okay. I was hoping to get the scoop on who is next.
We're out to a few people. Some agents and managers are getting in my way, and I will have them...
Red tape.
Running interference.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
no.
Running interference.
Not my client.
My client doesn't want to be on this bullshit. Bullshit!
Oh, God.
I call bullshit on you.
Well, that's patreon.com/thesloppyboys. Good episode, guys.
Great stuff. I love it.
I think so.
And then better luck next time, Gallo Company Corporation.
We're looking forward to your next product. Somebody used the word wine cooler. It's a very pleasant sounding beverage. Yeah. You just got to make a good one.
It's got it always that word always makes me think of like rosé pink, that color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wine refreshing, cooler. Light.
Very light.
Yeah.
Have we done rosé in this damn podcast?
We should.
Rosé all day.
Rosé all day. Yeah.
Rosie the Riveter.
And Bartleby the Scrivener.
And Rosie from the Jetsons, Mr. J.
Yeah.
Mr. J.
Wait, is Mr. J? Did she say Mr. J? I know Harley Quinn says Mr. J, but that's...
Jeff, the amount of pot smoke that's coming out of your fucking car, they all call you Mr. J.
Who says Mr. J?
Mr. J, that's Harley Quinn.
All right. Goodbye, folks.
Harley Quinn, Jeff. That's one of your faves.
No, but I swear Rosie says Mr. J as well.
All right.
Hey, we should dress as Harley Quinn for Halloween.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
As a reference to Hubie Halloween.
Now, are we doing Suicide Squad version or are we doing Batman animated series? Because that is actually a more accurate depiction from the comic books.
You're going to have to be more specific.
Can I go?
Later.
Bye, folks.
Bartles and James, Bartles and James, you better remember both of our names. Bartles and James, Bartles and James, you better remember both of our names.
Well, my name's Bartles.
And my name's James.
You better remember both of our names.
Cause once you sip a drink, you'll never be the same.
You're gonna go, ooh, Bartles and James.
How about a bottle for Bartle?
And the same for James.
Ooh, you gave me a start.
Ooh, I'm so ashamed.
Bartles and James. Bartles and James. Bartles and James. Bartles and James. Now let's bring it down and keep it tame.
We'll reminisce about the flavors that brought us our fame.
Well, there's fuzzy navel and mojito too.
Margarita, sangria, daiquiri.
That's true. Pina colada, an exotic berry or two.
Pomegranate ras.
Yeah, that'll do. Bartles and James. Bartles and James. Bartles and James. James, you better remember both of our names.
Everyone else ain't shit. Yes, that's our claim. You heard it right here from Bartles and James.
Everyone else should drop dead. Yes, that's our aim. You heard it here first from Bartles and James.
You heard it here first from Bartles and James. You heard it here.